After a lifetime of health challenges, the last thing Katrina wanted to hear was that she'd contracted hepatitis C.
I was devastated.
Katrina is 41 years old and also suffers from diabetes and kidney failure. She's asked to use only her first name. Katrina believes she got Hep C about 5 years ago, possibly from sharing razors with a female roommate. Because Hep C can live in the body for decades without producing symptoms, it's sometimes called the silent killer.
It certainly hasn't given me too many problems, you know, but I'm not naive enough to know that it's not going to get better. You know, it is going to get worse.
Katrina is one of 17,000 Granite Staters living with the virus. She says there's a stigma associated with it. It's an IV drug user thing, a jailhouse tattoo disease. It's usually spread by blood and over time can devastate a carrier's liver. At least 19 patients in Exeter Hospital's cardiac catheterization lab are suspected of contracting it while undergoing medical procedures. Officials aren't commenting on specifics, but sources say the likely cause of the infections is drug diversion by a low-level hospital employee.
Basically, what drug diversion means is that you take a medication that was prescribed for somebody else and use it on yourself.
Jose Montero is the state's director of public health. His office, along with the attorney general, are looking into whether an employee mishandled pain narcotics and needles, resulting in the infections. If so, this would be the third high-profile Hep C outbreak linked to drug diversion in the country in the past few years. But Joseph Purs, an epidemiologist with the Centers for Disease Control, says it's still relatively rare.
The numbers of outbreaks that have been recognized where patients acquired hepatitis C is still fairly low. In the last 20 years, not counting the New Hampshire incident, we're aware of five examples.
One of those cases was in Colorado in 2009, when two dozen patients contracted Hep C. The surgical technician responsible for the outbreak was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Hospitals in New Hampshire are not required to drug test employees, and staff at the cardiac cath lab are not tested. Mark Abramson is a medical malpractice attorney in Manchester. He's representing seven of the patients in a civil suit.
It's inconceivable to me that they were not drug testing, even though it's not a mandatory thing. They drug test you to line the shelves of Walmart. They don't drug test you at the Exeter Hospital when you're dealing with needles and drugs that typically are the ones you find that are abused. I just can't understand why they wouldn't do that. Was there no oversight?
Exeter Hospital declined to comment for this story. In a written statement, officials said, quote, "The hospital follows all national standards for preventing the spread of infectious disease." Montero says his office will likely look into the issue of hospital employee drug testing after his investigation is complete. They will also look at how the state tracks hepatitis C infections. Currently, New Hampshire is the only state that doesn't mandate reporting of new cases by physicians. The state keeps records of more than 50 other diseases, including meningitis, rabies, and STDs. A database could have helped the state move more quickly after the Exeter outbreak, but Montero says the nature of hepatitis C makes accurate record keeping impossible.
Sometimes people think that by having a disease reportable, you solve all of the issues. Hepatitis C is not the poster child for that.
Montero says the state will weigh the costs of a database versus its health benefits in light of the recent outbreak. For the 19 newly infected patients, they want more than a database. They want answers as to how this could have happened. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.